The program for Friday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Well, tonight's the night. Services begin at 7 o'clock tonight with the Bethel Church of Christ of Morganton. Tonight and tomorrow night and Sunday night, I will be the speaker at these special services. So we're looking to see you there with us. So please come on out. We've been thinking this week about Christianity and the different ways, different words that are used in the New Testament to describe it. Among those words we have noticed has been the word testament, a covenant. We found the word gospel. We found the word faith. We found the expression law of Christ. And I'd like to point out another one today that I find very interesting and expressive as far as describing Christianity is concerned. To get our thoughts going today, I turn to Mark chapter 1 and notice the first two or three verses here. It says, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as it is written in the prophets, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Of course, we recognize this scripture from Isaiah quoted here, applying to John the Baptist and his getting a people ready for Christ. The illustration is from ancient times when a king and his entourage would go on a trip. They would have the engineers and those go before to prepare the way. In other words, the highway or the roads, the low places would be filled, the high places would be made low, and it'd be a nice way to travel. And he applies that to Jesus Christ and John the Baptist, and John getting people ready for Jesus. And of course, John preached repentance, and he got people to repent and straighten their lives up. He filled in the low places and brought down the high, and had a people ready for Jesus and the way that the Lord was to walk upon or go, spiritually speaking, when he came. Well, it's rather interesting when Jesus did come and in his ministry over in John 14, verse 6, we read there, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father except by me. Jesus says, I am the way. This word way just simply means a road or a highway. It is the word hodos in the original language, and we get our English word odometer from that, referring to an instrument on your car, referring to you going down the road and the mileage and what have you. Well, Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the road, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. This was prophesied that Christianity would be looked upon as called the way in Isaiah 35, verse 8. It says, And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over it, but it shall be for those, the wayfaring men, though fools, shall not err therein. All right, a highway, the way of holiness, as it looks to Christianity. And in the book of Acts, we read, like Acts 9:2, where we find that Saul of Tarsus got authority to arrest those of the way and bring them back prisoners. In Acts 19, verse 23 and 24, we find that Demetrius there in Ephesus led an opposition against the way. And in Acts 22, verse 4, it says Paul tells how he persecuted the way. And of course, Acts 24, 22, Felix speaks how he had heard of the way. He's referring to Christianity, and it's called the way. Yes, we can find various scriptures. We read the one in Isaiah, as it is described as the way of holiness. Matthew 7:14, it says, Straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to life. Of course, broad's the way that leads to destruction. And in 2 Peter 2:2, we find that because of the false teachers, he says the way of truth would be evil spoken of. So Christianity is called the way. It's the way of truth, the way of holiness. It's a narrow way. And in 2 Peter 2:21, it is called the way of righteousness. Those who go back, it'd be better for them not to have known the way of righteousness rather than to start out and then make a mess out of it. Yes, it's the way of righteousness. Christianity is the way. It's the road. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It is the way from earth to heaven and to everlasting life. That's what Christianity is. Thank you for listening this week.